Setting the bar time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. Be thinking about this. What's the dumbest tattoo you've ever seen or maybe gotten yourself or maybe had the hashtag ragrets?
I mean, I do enjoy the hashtag no ragrets on the neck.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
It's iconic.
That's a pretty iconic meme that has been going around for probably the better part of a decade.
Because it's that glorious.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without rickrolling your tattoo, you're doing okay. Let me explain. Guy got a QR code tattooed to his leg.
It takes you to Rick Astley's song?
So you hover over the QR code. It takes you to a website. You click on the link and... Yeah. It's Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Wait a minute. Why'd you stop the song? I mean, we earned it.
We earned it.
Let's enjoy the payoff.
You want the entire
yes.
song?
Yes. We should.
What is this? I don't want to say dumb because that gives it a negative connotation.
Right, because this is fun.
What's the most regrettable tattoo you've got?
I mean, this is functional, if you think about it. It's large. It's very big. It's very big. Like, you cannot not see it.
Yeah.
But it's functional. And if you just need to turn your day around, that song will do it, right? Am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
This is a feel good.
Okay.
It's a feel good that just got turned into a feel good. This guy is spreading joy.
Yeah, we're going to have to, let's tweet out that QR code so you can kind of see it and enjoy the same. As well, because.
Well, I'll put it on the website too.
All right, WDJX.com. But yeah, we'd love to hear your stories of the most regrettable tattoo or interesting tattoo or...
This guy's goals, though. Goals. Tattoo goals.
Or what's your dumbest tattoo? We'll go back to that word.
I'm not calling this dumb. I'm calling it genius.
All right. Well, a QR code that goes to Rick Astley is Never Going to Give You Up. I guess that's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Again, why are you not playing the song right now? Thank you.
All right. There you go. Take your calls. 502-795-1997. We'll do that coming up next. So we were just talking about this guy who got a QR code tattooed to his leg. And if you hover over the QR code, it brings you to this. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's Rick Astley's Never Going to Give You Up. He literally rickrolls you on his tattoo. So we were like, all right, well, what's the most unique / regrettable / dumb tattoo you've ever gotten? Todd posted on Facebook on our thread, I got this one because of a bet. It's even on the small on my back. And it's a U.S. postage stamp of... The Tramp, from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, okay. That's
so it's
unusual.
It's a tramp stamp.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Once you said that, and I've connected the dots.
You didn't get that before?
No, I didn't get it immediately. No, I didn't get it immediately, but now I'm there. It's amazing.
Terry showed us a photo, and he said, Ben, I have your name tatted on me. It's not B-E-N. It's literally the words, your name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's a good conversation piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie said, I have this saved on my Pinterest for some reason. It's a tattoo of the band Hanson all across the person's back from shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie said, I know a guy who has your name on his butt. He used it as a pickup line by saying, I bet I have your name tattooed on my butt. They'd be like, no. And then he'd show them. There it is.
Yep. I'm like, there it is. You're right. You're right.
The only one I have, I got when I was 18 for a ridiculously cheap price, and it's as good as you'd expect. I thought about having it removed, and I think I'm just going to die with it still there. The mortuary guy will have a good laugh when he sees it. It's Droopy the dog drawn very badly, and 20 years of age and obesity haven't improved the artwork. Oh, no. Yeah, see, that's one of the things that you're like, you know, as you age and your body changes, how is that tattoo going to change?
Yeah, no, that's the problem that people don't think about before the inking.
A wolf tattoo. The artist messed up a bit and made the wolf cross-eyed.
Oh, no.
That's funny. Finally, from Joy, she says, my grandmother was a respiratory therapist, and she had a young patient that she needed to draw some blood on from his artery. His chest, there was a very large dragon, and the tail went all the way down his body and
no.
was his ding-a-ling.
No. I mean, kudos to the artist
right?
had to do that.
I mean, well done. I mean, as a tattoo artist, I'm sure you have put just about everything anywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are stories.
Good stuff there.
There should be picture books from tattoo artists and the art that they've created, the most unusual body art they've ever done.
Yeah, they have them. I've seen.
Do they really?
Yeah, coffee table books of unique tattoos and things like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You can see the little thread that we have going at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.